All right, everybody, welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. I'm your host, Lance Dahl, hanging out here with you on this beautiful Thursday afternoon in Auburn, Alabama. No Zach today, had to record because of a little bit of a scheduling conflict by myself. So today we are going to be looking at a couple of topics that I actually put up recently over on auburndaily.com, one of them about Auburn and the transfer portal, and then one about Ole Miss fans apparently not knowing when to stop talking on message boards about the Auburn Tigers. Going to get into all of that. Before we do that, though, today, just want to remind you guys, if you have not subscribed to the show yet on YouTube, please make sure you go ahead and do that. If you're listening on podcast, please leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the show, preferably 5 stars if you could do that as well. And make sure you're following us on our socials at the Auburn Daily over on Twitter. You can also find me on Twitter as well at @LanceDahl_. So let's go ahead and get into it. The first thing I wanted to get to today, obviously Auburn having a lot of success in the transfer portal. Hugh Freeze has brought in one of the best classes in the nation. He's not done yet technically because the window has not closed. A little bit of a dead period here before we get into the spring window for the transfer portal. Currently, as it stands right now, the Auburn Tigers are number 3 nationally in the 24/7 Sports transfer portal class rankings. That is easily the best in the SEC as of this moment. Hugh Freeze has been getting his flowers for this accomplishment. Obviously, the Tigers desperately needed depth, needed revamping of this roster, and Hugh Freeze has gone out and done just that. There was an article released by The Athletic recently by G. Allen Taylor detailing each SEC West team's haul in the transfer portal. Every single team received a grade or a ranking from Allen Taylor and The Athletic, and Auburn found itself under the teams that got better category in the article. This category also included Ole Miss and LSU, who've added a bunch of different players to the transfer portal as well. But the Auburn Tigers, who have a top 3 class nationally in the transfer portal rankings, finds themselves, according to The Athletic, under the teams that got better in the SEC West. Here is what Taylor had to say about the Tigers. Desperate to rebound from a 17 to 19 3-year stretch, Auburn assembled a promising batch of high school recruits with a class ranked number 18 in the 24/7 Sports composite, but the Tigers really scored big on the free agent market. Given the infusion of transfer talent, Hugh Freeze was making connections before the ink dried on his $39 million contract. It's difficult to pick Auburn's top portal prize from such an impressive group, but beating out Alabama and LSU for Rogers was massive. Justin Rogers, that is, the defensive lineman from Kentucky. And what would a Hugh Freeze recruitment be without some controversy? Illinois' head coach Brett Bielema was miffed that Jones committed to Illinois on December 12th, only to flip to Auburn in January. So what Allen Taylor's referring to there is Avery Jones, the transfer from East Carolina, previously at North Carolina before that, decided that he would be transferring to Illinois back in December before eventually flipping to the Auburn Tigers just a few weeks ago. Brett Bielema took to Twitter, passive aggressively saying, Auburn essentially bought him or could afford more to give him more. And made a pretty big deal about it, had a couple of tweets about it over on social media. Very upset was Coach Brett Bielema that he missed out on an offensive lineman. And Auburn's response was actually pretty entertaining. It was just like, well, that's the case, then you need to just get more money. You need to be able to build more funds, and you need to be able to find yourself in a position where you don't lose these recruits. It's essentially a stay mad. It was the kind of the thought there. A little bit of controversy, like Allen Taylor mentioned, with Hugh Freeze and the transfer portal thus far. But Allen Taylor's right. It's really difficult, I think, to decide what is the best piece from this transfer portal class. Obviously, eight four stars, for the Tigers in this class. A lot of different offensive pieces that the Tigers could use. Obviously, the most important being among the offensive line. You could pick out all 3 guys that the Tigers have gotten and just say, these are the most important players. It's not just one, it's these 3 guys. And I think a lot of people would be okay with that. But there are other guys you could be excited about in this class. There's not a quarterback, which is something that a lot of Auburn fans are going back and forth on right now as to whether or not they need one. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not the Tigers do get that. But as a whole, on the collective, Auburn has added 13 players to the transfer portal since Hugh Freeze's arrival. Like I said, he's done a phenomenal job in the trenches on both sides, actually, on the defensive line as well. He's essentially accomplished everything that Tiger fans have wanted out of him thus far. Essentially everything. How he capitalizes on the momentum that he's built on the recruiting trail will be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the spring practices that are going to be unfolding here in just a couple of months. Also going to be interesting to see what he does with the rest of the transfer portal window again. Does he get a quarterback? I think is going to be an interesting question that we find an answer to. So The Athletic praising Hugh Freeze for what he has done thus far for the Auburn Tigers. I think that a lot of Auburn fans would be pretty content with what has happened thus far. If it ended today, if this was all that happened and this was all the recruiting that occurred for this cycle, I think a lot of Auburn fans would be satisfied. But like I mentioned, there is still a little bit more to do. I think that Auburn could find themselves in a position where they maybe pick up another wide receiver. I think that that could be on the horizon at some point. I don't know anything about anybody in particular. I'm just saying if you're looking at roster needs right now, linebacker has kind of been taken care of. Offensive line has definitely been taken care of. Defensive line has been shored up. The cornerback position of the defensive back room as a whole has been perfectly fine. Auburn has not needed any sort of help in there, but they've added, I think, to just about every other position outside of the secondary and obviously special teams. But the Tigers right now are pretty content. If they fill in the gaps, just a couple more, different more pieces, which if you listened to the show recently, you heard me talk about Auburn's roster management and how they still can technically add some more guys, but some addition by subtraction is going to have to happen if that were to occur. If they do fill in the gaps, I think this will be one of the best recruiting classes, including the transfer portal, obviously, that we have seen the Tigers bring in since, I want to say, at least 2019, whenever we got the 2 5-stars in Bo Nix and Owen Papo. I think that Auburn would definitely be content if they were to just add a couple more pieces. So that's my thought on that. Thank you to The Athletic for giving Hugh Freeze his flowers and for people to continuing to acknowledge that, hey, while there may be some controversy behind this hire, that there may be some people, you know, conflicted on different things, I think that overall, the Tigers are getting the best that they could out of a hire that would have realistically come to the plans. And there was another guy in contention for the Auburn job, obviously that being Lane Kiffin. And since Lane Kiffin has decided that he will stay at Ole Miss, there have been a lot of Ole Miss fans that have really struggled to keep Auburn off of their minds. And they've been active on the message boards. I don't think I've highlighted it on this show, but we've certainly highlighted it over at auburndaily.com. And then just recently, they decided to dip their toes into the basketball realm. And I saw on Message Board Geniuses on Twitter, they put up one of the most ridiculous comments I think I've ever seen on any sort of message board that was not political. And it's very, very entertaining. I want to get to that. I want to get to that basketball topic in just a second. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at NordVPN. Guys, this video and this episode is sponsored by NordVPN. Staying safe online is an ever-growing difficulty. It's really easy to get exploited by hackers nowadays if you are not looking for the right things. And NordVPN allows you safety from those hackers. They allow you to change your IP address, making you harder to track, securing your privacy, and securing your web browsing experience. NordVPN is giving Auburn Daily listeners and readers a special deal. You can check out the link in the episode description today. Make sure you check them out if you want to stay safe while scrolling online. All right, Ole Miss fans now apparently want to hire Bruce Pearl. You heard me right. So we were talking a second ago about how Ole Miss fans have not been able to keep Auburn out of their mouths over on message boards. And well, today has been no exception. Message Board Geniuses, an incredible Twitter account and a blessing to the internet, in my opinion. It highlights some of the strangest, most entertaining, and sometimes weirdly political conversations that happen between fans online, normally fans of the same school. We have obviously seen the message board community in the Auburn area impact some things that happen off the field. We don't have to get into that, but it's strange how, you know, talkative and impactful and emotional and just weird some of these online message board fan bases are. And Ole Miss, I think, is absolutely no exception to that. recently, I believe on a couple different, it is just specifically Rivals. I can't remember the name of the Ole Miss Rivals message board. Recently, they had been talking about a couple of different ridiculous topics in relation to Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze and all of this good stuff. But recently, as of today, an Ole Miss fan decided that he wanted to post on a 24/7 Sports Ole Miss message board about Auburn basketball and Bruce Pearl. According to one message board member, he believes that Ole Miss should not only pursue Auburn's Bruce Pearl, but that the Rebels could realistically hire him away from the Tigers. Now, I, in this article over at auburndaily.com, did not include everything that I Hate Cows said, and that is the username of the guy that decided to post this, but I did include almost everything that he said. Most of it was just kind of repeating himself and explaining, do you guys think I'm crazy? I feel like we could legitimately get him. He spells Auburn, by the way, like Albarn, A, capital W, capital B, A-R-N. That's how he spells Auburn in every single paragraph that he has over on this Ole Miss message board. He misspells and mispronounces half the things, or not mispronounces. He just simply misspells and does not have a lot of, I would say, you know, correct grammar in most of the sentences that he decided to write over there on that Ole Miss message board. I'm not going to read it the weird way that he tries to spell some of these things, but I will read some of this directly to you. I Hate Cows said in this thread that he created, "We have proven we can outbid Auburn and money talks. Even in the off chance that he, Bruce Pearl, said no, we can cause them a major distraction. That would be enough for me, but I don't think he'd say no." So according to I Hate Cows, Bruce Pearl would not say no to coming to Oxford, and he believes, I Hate Cows believes, that Ole Miss is attractive enough and has enough money. Which is fascinating considering, I think Auburn, if we're looking at this from an NIL perspective, collectively, based on the numbers that both of these collectives put out, Auburn has surpassed them and continues to surpass them in terms of total revenue and money generated. So if we're talking and if we're flexing here, I think it's really difficult to sit here and say that Auburn is not as much of attractive of a school because they have less money. Also, I think the thing that I Hate Cows is not factoring into any of this is the fact that Auburn just inked a lifetime contract, essentially, with Bruce Pearl that may keep him here until the time that he is done coaching. So, Bruce Pearl has turned one of the worst SEC programs on the worst side of the mid-2000s into the winningest team in the league. Literally, over the last 5 years, no team has won more games. No team has won more games. I believe Tennessee is second. Took him about half a decade to get the ball rolling. So, I Hate Cows believes Bruce Pearl could just come in and, you know, do the same thing in Oxford, a place where there's also been little to no basketball history or success. This is also what I noted. There's a question of whether or not Pearl would even want to make the move to Oxford because he seems pretty content with being in Auburn, coaching in Auburn right now. But I Hate Cows believes that he could leave, the Rebels could pull him away with their NIL specifically. And the reason is they have more resources and better prestige, according to I Hate Cows. So it's not even necessarily we have more money, we just have more prestige. Oxford is just a more prestigious place than Auburn, Alabama. He would have a much easier time winning here, according to I Hate Cows. He's pretty good at recruiting Atlanta, which is a hotbed of talent. We would easily recreate, nay, improve his home court advantage with even a rowdier stadium than Auburn's if properly motivated. So, the home court advantage that I Hate Cows speaks of, the one that's now regarded as one of the strongest in the nation, the one that has helped propel the Tigers to the longest home win streak in the country, apparently Ole Miss can just replicate that overnight. And I think this is probably the funniest thing because it's less about what Ole Miss could be in the future, and it's more of an acknowledgement or lack of acknowledgement of what Ole Miss is right now. I Hate Cows also said they had attendance issues pre-Hope 2. We don't have ticket sales issues, to be clear. We have motivation to show up for subpar product issues. That sounds like ticket sales issues. If you have a subpar product, you are not going to sell tickets. That is a ticket sales issue. The product is directly correlated to the amount of tickets that you sell. Your product is your ticket sale issue, whether that be a good thing or a bad thing. If you have LeBron James playing for the Lakers and they are, what, a top seed in the conference at some point in some year, they're going to get more ticket sales because they have LeBron James and they're a good team. If they do not have LeBron and they are a bad team, the Lakers are going to sell less. It's about the product. It's directly correlated. That's very, very difficult to sit there after all of this whole spiel and then double down with an even dumber statement about how there's separation between ticket sales issues and the subpar product Ole Miss has produced, which he makes a good point. Ole Miss basketball is struggling right now. They're probably going to have their second straight losing season, back-to-back losing seasons. They're going to finish probably 12th or 13th in the SEC, maybe 11th or 10th if they just get lucky. They've not proven they can really contend with anybody right now. Kermit Davis is really struggling there down in Oxford. So I guess I Hate Cows just thinks that automatically things, if Bruce Pearl comes in, are just going to turn around like that. It does not sound like a very prestigious place to me if your basketball program has never been relevant. And right now, they may be one of the least relevant teams in the league. It's very, very hard for me to sit here and say, oh, well, then that's immediately defined as prestige. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just off on that. But yeah, I really appreciate the just the hilarity of some of the message board comments that we see, not just from Ole Miss fans, but Auburn fans as well. I think we can throw them in there as well. I'm not ashamed to say it. Auburn fans have been very questionable online at times, I think, sometimes more inappropriate than others. And it's just, I think it's part of the fandom. I think it's part of what just happens online. It's the internet for you. And yeah, this Ole Miss fan, this Ole Miss commenter, really, really took it to another level with this one. So if you've got any thoughts on that, if you've got any thoughts on Ole Miss and what they're doing right now and just how ridiculous, excuse me, it would be for Bruce Pearl to leave for the Ole Miss Rebels, you can leave it in the YouTube comments below or hit us at on our socials at The Auburn Daily. That's going to do it for today's episode of The Auburn Daily Show. Make sure, again, that you are following us on Twitter at The Auburn Daily. Make sure you are following me on Twitter as well at @LanceDahl_. Going to be promoting all of our Auburn Daily content over there. Tomorrow, Lindsey Crosby, Harrison Tarr, breaking it down with you on the Friday edition of The Auburn Daily Show. Make sure you tune in to them. For now, though, hope you guys have a great rest of your day.